You see, that's why we pay big money to see movies like, back in my day, The Karate Kid. How many of you remember that movie? Now, I know none of you have watched this next movie. You never cheered on Rocky Balboa when he knocks out Apollo Creed, right, in Rocky 1 and 2. Or how about when he takes down Mr. T in Rocky 3? Or the Russian Ivan Drago in Rocky 4? And I think there's even a Rocky 12 now or something like that. I don't know. Why we applaud the rookie, a 30-plus-year-old who beats the odds and makes the major leagues. We love it when an underdog wins, don't we? And so on that day, I think we would have been cheering on David, but also, since this was no movie, we'd be putting our money on Goliath, wouldn't we? Oh, wait, this is a United Methodist Church. We don't do that. But you see, this incident is much more than just one of the great underdog win stories. When you study this event closely, you gain some valuable insight that the real giant that day was not the one big in stature, but the one who was completely sold out to God. Completely sold out to God. There are some timeless truths, some usable principles that apply to us when we face the giants in our own world. When we feel like a small child against a huge, gigantic force, remember David's life. Remember David's life. It is strength for our struggles. So let's focus on three lessons or principles that we can learn from this Bible story. Now, first, I want you to have in your mind's eye what this place might have looked like. So it'll help us if we had this picture. So try to build this in your mind's eye. According to 1 Samuel 17, the battle was taking place in a valley called the Valley of Elah. It was enclosed by a hill, by hill country on both sides. You got that so far? So we have a valley and we have hills all around. The thinking today is that the Philistines were up on the high hills on one side and the Israelites were along the smaller hills on the other side. So, can you picture in your mind, here we have these hills with thousands and thousands of Philistine people, the army. And you go across the valley and up on these is the army of the Israelites. Again, thousands and thousands strong. All right. The Philistine army had a mighty warrior named Goliath of Gath. I don't know about you, but just his name kind of sends shivers down my spine. Now, Goliath paraded across the Philistine hilltop, taunting the Israelite soldiers, telling them to send out a champion to meet him. Goliath was awesome, even to today's standards, folks. Let's, again, in your mind's eye, let's think about this. 1 Samuel describes Goliath as standing over 9 feet tall. Over 9 feet tall. That's almost 2 feet taller than Shaq, right? Yeah. Looking at him, he appeared to have no vulnerabilities whatsoever. He was armored to the hilt. Even his shins were covered in armor. His armor alone weighed 126 pounds. Imagine fighting a battle carrying that weight. He even had a shield bearer that went in front of him carrying Goliath's shield. But Goliath, the pride of the Philistine army, was not only intimidating to look at, his words had been intimidating as well. And this is what he said. Why have you come out to draw... Now, I'm using a tenor voice here. I would imagine someone who's over 9 feet is more like, why would, you know, one of those types of voices, right? So even though you're hearing my voice, oh joy, even though you're hearing my voice, yeah, where's the camera? Hey, this is a first for this church. By the way, just know that I really do get on my knees in this church. Praise God I put page numbers on there.